The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. I often have people say to me, "Don, I just don't believe we're going to have revival in America. These are the last days, and I just don't believe we're going to see revival." Well, I certainly agree that these are the last days, but I believe we should consider some other things before we just write off the possibility of a national awakening to God right here in America. We should consider the widespread movement among college-age adults. Over the last several years, there have been thousands of that age group who are making commitments to Christ as the master of every area of their lives. This is evidenced by such ministries as Passion and the Justice House of Prayer. Passion is centered in Atlanta, and in recent years, they've seen thousands on thousands come to their meetings. From Boston to Los Angeles, young adults have come to do serious worship, Bible study, and intercession, and the numbers continue to grow. This is no entertainment time. This is lay your life on the line for Jesus kind of message that's being heard. I heard Billy Graham say in the 60s that young people want a cause worth dying for, and they will respond to that message. Instead of the false idea of a lot of church staff who think young people have to be entertained to stay with the church, what young adults really want is to know that their life is worth enough to God that He requires of them the ultimate sacrifice, death to their own desires, in order to chase Him in His vision of getting the gospel to the entire world, even if that means dying physically. Likewise, the Justice House of Prayer Ministries is a unique ministry which tries to right injustice by praying over particular instances where someone is wronged. I first encountered them a number of years ago in Washington, D.C., where they were meeting in a house right behind the U.S. Supreme Court building and praying 24 hours a day over the proceedings of that court. Here are young people who've committed a segment of their young adult life to do serious intercession. I was very impressed with them. Praying with them let me know these young people know God. These are just some of the things that let me know God is at work in our land. These evidences of an awakening agree with what the Bible says about revival. It says, "Ask and you shall receive." The Bible declares, "Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." We've experienced the truth of these verses in America's past. It can happen again. In the 1820s, in answer to prayer and repentance in Rochester, New York, revival came. It was described by an eyewitness who stated, quote, "The whole community was stirred. Religion was the topic of conversation in the house, in the shop, in the office, and on the street. The only theater in the city was converted into a livery stable, the only circus into a candle factory. Bars were closed. The Sabbath was honored. The sanctuaries were thronged with happy worshipers. The fountains of benevolence were opened, and men lived to do good." It's not too much to say, this report says, that the whole character of the city was changed by that revival. In business and in civil affairs, religion was enthroned as it has been in few places. There was a wonderful falling off in crime. The courts had little to do, and the jail was nearly empty for years afterwards. End quote. Revival can come again to our desperate land. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Follow us on Twitter through my profile at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.